This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to set clear expectations with employees. The manager who skipped this step is building a team on sand. What happened? Workplace teams consistently struggle with performance gaps, and the root cause is almost never laziness or incompetence. It is ambiguity. Managers assume employees understand what good work looks like, and employees assume they are delivering it. Both sides are wrong, and nobody says so out loud until a performance review turns ugly. The communication angle. Here is the contrast that defines most workplaces. Manager gives a new hire a job description and says, "Let me know if you have questions." Manager B sits down in week one and says, "Here is exactly what success looks like in 30 days, 90 days, and 1 year. Here is how I will measure it. Here is how often we will check in." One of these managers will spend the next 6 months frustrated. The other will not. Manager R is not a bad person. Manager A is doing what most managers do, assuming that shared vocabulary means shared understanding. It does not. When you say take ownership, you picture one thing. Your employee pictures something different. When you say be proactive, you mean send me a status update before I ask. They mean ask a clarifying question once a week. These gaps are not personality failures. They're communication failures, and they are entirely preventable. The fix is not a longer employee handbook. The fix is a conversation with three specific components. First, describe the outcome you need in concrete terms. Not improve customer satisfaction, but get our response time under 4 hours and reduce complaint escalations by 20%. Second, name the behaviours that will get there. Third, agree on how and when you will both check progress. That third piece is what most managers skip, and it is the most important one. Without a check-in rhythm, expectations erode quietly and nobody notices until something breaks. The managers who do this well share one habit: they say the uncomfortable thing first. They name the standard before the employee has a chance to fall short of it. That is not micromanagement. That is respect. You're telling someone exactly what they need to succeed instead of hoping they figure it out and punishing them when they do not. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on precision language gives you a framework for translating vague intentions into words that actually land. Most managers talk in abstractions because abstractions feel kinder. They are not kinder. They are just slower to fail. The chapter walks you through how to say a hard, specific thing in a way that motivates instead of threatens, which is the whole game when you're trying to set a standard without killing morale. The takeaway. Before your next employee conversation, write down one sentence at complete this phrase. I will know this is working when I see make the sentence specific enough that a stranger could evaluate it. If you cannot write it, you are not ready to set the expectation out loud. Get clear on paper first, then open your mouth. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.